Nicholas, and it's never rag-chewing when you've got meaningful information to share, so thanks a lot for that. And thanks for the great idea about doing a 2-meter simplex net after the mesh net. We did do that once or twice, and I think one time we even tried a 10-meter net after the mesh net. I think it'd be fun to try both of those just to see who's around. You never know. I mean, I remember us having some difficulty with some of the connections, but by and large, we tried it, and it was fun. So thanks for your information, and thanks for the comments on 5.2 Simplex, and the prodding us on to do a net. I think March is a good time for experimenting like that. That'll be fun. Amity, KEZOY, please go ahead. And Peter, you're up next.
Thank you, Scott. Amity, KEHZOY. Earlier today, I was on Garfield headed for Sutton Bay, so I could see across West Bay the storm that was over Leland County. And it was rather interesting cloud formation, the way it looked. And it was an actual thunderstorm. I didn't see any strikes, but you could see the clouds light up, flash up. So it was rather interesting to see. It wasn't raining until I got to the Tom's West Bay Market area, just a few drops, but as I got closer to Sutton Bay, there was a lot of slush on the ground because it was reported that hail was coming down from that storm. So it was rather interesting to see, and hopefully no trees or anything came down. It seemed to go through pretty quickly. KEHZOY, Amity. Thanks, Scott.